Savage Boy. He's Average Boy. He's Average Boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 39 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob Smiley, a.k.a. Average Boy, a.k.a. the Boy Wonder of Bounding.
Boy Wonder of Bounding. That's a new one. Did you discover a new knack for leaping or maybe grabbing rebounds on the basketball court?
No, not at all, Jesse. You know I'm not that athletic, but I was trying to come up with a topic for today's podcast, and I thought healthy bounding would be a good one.
I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about.
Well, I was walking through the living room the other night playing a game on my cell phone, and I heard my parents say they were really proud of the decisions I was making because they showed I knew who God created me to be and also stood up for what our family believed in, you know, because of my healthy bounding.
Do you think your parents could have been talking about healthy boundaries? You know, I know we just did a podcast on listening, and it's really easy to be distracted and not hear something correctly if you're not intently listening.
Okay, boundaries. That does make more sense. To be honest, I was sort of paying more attention to the game on my phone than what my parents were saying. Well, until I walked into the coffee table, that was a boundary I missed. Anyway, speaking of boundaries, hopefully boundaries are something our listeners have already been introduced to and know really well.
You know, having healthy boundaries helps each of us not be influenced too much by our friends, and it helps us show self-control by saying no to activities that we shouldn't do or that go against our values.
Absolutely. Boundaries are really important nowadays, which... Oh, by the way, nowadays is all one word when you spell it out. Did you know that? It's three words all mashed together, now-a-days, but with no spaces. That actually cost me some points on an English test once.
Well, you know that I knew how to spell nowadays because I love words. Did you know that a biblioclept is someone who steals books? An octothorpe is actually the name for the pound or that hashtag symbol. Also, an ogilest is a person who never laughs, especially at jokes.
So an ogilest is someone that listens to your jokes?
Oh.
I'm just kidding, Jesse. They're actually getting better. But yes, I was hoping we could talk about boundaries. I didn't mean to get you started on strange, unique words. You know what? Maybe we could do a future podcast on unique words. We could title that podcast, The One That Helps Our Listeners Fall Asleep. By the way, I hope there's no biblioclepts near the comedy devotional books we've written.
Okay, but after reading our book, Bob, don't you think they'd be convicted to do the right thing and give it back? You know, so you want to talk about boundaries today?
Before I answer that, let me ask you this. Do you have any jokes on boundaries?
I can't think of one right now.
Then yes, I want to talk about boundaries.
Well played. You know, boundaries are very important. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?
Jesse, what does eggs have to do with boundaries?
That's not what the Apostle Paul was talking about when he wrote unequally yoked. This phrase comes from the fact that a yoke is actually a wooden bar that joins two oxen to each other and to the burden they pull, usually like a cart or hauling something heavy. An unequally yoked team has one stronger ox and one weaker, or one taller and one shorter. Well, the weaker or shorter ox would walk more slowly than the taller or stronger one, causing the load to go around in circles. When oxen are unequally yoked, they cannot perform the task set before them. You know, instead of working together, they're at odds with one another.
I kind of feel like we're going in circles now. You really are a wordsmith. Oh, hey, wordsmith is another word that is mashed up together when you spell it out.
It is. So when the Bible refers to unequally yoked, it means to partner with someone that doesn't share your beliefs or goals. You aren't working together for the same results or even pulling in the same direction.
Hashtag so true. I mean, Octothorpe, so true. And the part of scripture you read about what fellowship has light with darkness is perfect when talking about boundaries. God wants us to be light in this dark world. When I first read that, I thought he wanted us to bring a flashlight everywhere with us. Oh, hey, everywhere. That's another word all mashed up together and spelled as one word.
I think my love of words is rubbing off on you a little bit.
I guess it is, which kind of makes my point. The people we hang out with influence us a lot. That can be a good influence or a bad influence. For instance, when I first met my best friend Billy, he didn't go to church, but I kept inviting him, and now he goes to church all the time. And when I first met Billy, I had never been stuck in a tree before. But after an hour of meeting him, there I was. I also got to meet some really cool firemen.
Well, wait, I don't think I know that story.
Okay, Billy and I, when I first met him, we saw a cat way up in the top of a tree. So we decided to climb to the top and help the cat down.
Well, it's great to be kind to animals, but that sounds kind of dangerous, Bob. Did you get your parents' permission first?
No, because I hadn't done a podcast about boundaries yet, so I didn't. But I did get to the top of the tree, and I realized that maybe I should have asked them first.
But did it? You at least save the cat?
I would have. I totally would have if... Well, did you know that an old towel stuck in a tree can look a lot like a cat?
So you got stuck in a tree rescuing an old towel.
I think I'm realizing why I've never told you this story before. However, it did end with a good lesson that kind of ties in with our topic today. They had to call the fire department to come get me down. One of the firemen told me that I needed to think before I did something big like that. And then he reminded me that God gave me parents to help guide me through life. So I really should have asked them first. I offered to give him the towel as payment for his wise advice, but I guess he didn't have anything that needed drying off right then.
Well, the fireman was right. The world can be dangerous, and we need to safeguard our eyes and our hearts and listen to wiser people around us, like our parents, close friends, firemen. You know, by the way, safeguard is another word mashed together when you write it.
Oh, right. It is. So anyway, this is the end of today's official Average Boy podcast.
Wait, so was that why you wanted to talk about boundaries? Because of that tree story?
Well, I was hoping we could make our point without me telling what happened last week.
Oh, okay. What happened? You know, Bob, sometimes telling a story where you made a mistake can be embarrassing, but if it helps others, like our listeners, then we can use those stories to encourage other people.
I know you're right, Jesse. The Bible's full of people who made mistakes, but now their stories help us, so I guess I'll tell it. Okay, you see, Billy and I play this online game with other people. You can actually connect and talk to other people around the world through headsets. However, our parents told us not to turn that part of the game on. Dad said our ears allow things into our minds and hearts, and since we don't really know the people we're playing with, we needed to be careful. You know, have boundaries.
That's great advice from your dad. You know, the internet can be fun, but the enemy can use it to expose us to darkness or sin in this world.
Exactly. So we played the game with the connection part turned off. However, there were about 10 of us building this world. I wanted to build a tree and put a towel up at the top, you know, to see if any of the other characters would try to climb it, thinking it was a cat.
Well, did the game at least have a fireman who could rescue that person?
I don't know, because I didn't get that far, because I told Billy I was going to turn the connection part on so I could talk to other people in the game, you know, just because I needed help on how to build the tree.
Ah, I can kind of see now why you didn't want to tell this part of the story, but I'm glad that now you can see where you first went wrong. You know, that's the thing with sin and stepping over our boundaries. We often know what we're doing, but we choose to do it anyway because we think nothing that bad could happen.
You are so right. I knew we weren't supposed to, but I thought I'd turn it on really quick and then back off again. But once we got on, we started chatting with all the other players, and it was really fun.
Well, I don't know how the story ends, but a lot of times sin starts out looking really fun. But then it turns dark, quickly. You know, that's why boundaries are so important. They protect you before you get into a bad situation.
Yeah, so we were sitting on the couch with our headphones on. Dad walked into the room behind us. You know, for such a big man, he can be really quiet and sneaky. He's like a cat. or I guess an old towel. Anyway, he grabbed my headset off my head and he put it on. He was actually going to make a joke. He put the headset on and he goes, breaker, breaker, what, you're 20 good buddy? And then all of a sudden his face dropped. You see, the other players that were coming through the headset, they were saying some really bad things. And they were using words that, you know, even you, Jesse, would not enjoy or approve of.
That's true. You know, I love words, but there are some bad ones out there. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, "No foul language is to come from your mouth, but only what is good for building up someone." We have to be careful with the words we say and the words we allow to be said around us.
Yeah, this part is hard to tell, but I don't know. Hopefully it helps our listeners make better decisions than I did.
And if you need a minute, I could tell one of my jokes.
Okay, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I guess I really want to hear one.
Well, I'm happy to help. What award do you give a firefighter?
Oh, this is actually on topic. An award to firefighter? I don't know.
Most extinguished.
Okay, that kind of cheered me up. That was great. And you know what? I guess I'm ready to tell the rest of the story.
Well, the podcast floor is all yours.
Oh, actually, it belongs to Ray, the owner of Houston Pod. But now's a good time to give him a shout-out for letting us use his studio. Hey, shout-out is another word all mashed together when you spell it out.
Yeah, I think you're stalling, Bob.
Okay, you got me. So my dad realized that I had totally disobeyed him, and he was right. I heard things on there that I shouldn't have. The look on his face was the worst punishment that he could give me.
Was it your only punishment?
Oh, no. There was a lot more punishment. In fact, that tree will never get built because he banned me from any online games where the outside world could actually get to me. And I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of glad. I actually need boundaries in my life, but I don't always make the right decision. It's kind of like you said, sometimes sin looks fun or not that bad, so I'm glad I have parents to help me make better, safe decisions.
Parents have a big job. Protecting their kids and trying to give them the best start to have the best life possible is very important. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he was old, he will not depart from it."
That's totally true. I just wish I didn't have to learn the hard way or use stories where I messed up just to encourage other people.
Well, God used you today, and here's something that may encourage you.
What's that, Jesse?
We're at the end of today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Whew. I'll be honest, I don't normally like when the podcasts end, but I'm glad this one is over.
Well, I'm not, because I think you did a great job on the podcast, and I'm proud of you for telling that story. Our listeners can read more of your Adventures of Average Boy stories every month in Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Just go to averageboy.org to sign up for a subscription.
Also, if you're not a biblioclep, I invite you to check out my devotional books called Devotions for Super Average Kids, Books 1 and 2. They're filled with advice, biblical wisdom, big laughs, and a few embarrassing stories.
Well, you don't seem to have any lack of those, Bob. Also, if you've enjoyed listening to season 3 of our podcast, let us know. You can message us at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can call us and leave a message at 1-888-465-6595. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call. You know, have some boundaries, because we may use your comment, question, or your voice on a future podcast.
So, I guess all that's left to say is, I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you to always remember, don't be average.
Be super average. He's average.